are now tuned in.
Long Hope Radio.
And Pastor Doris, the host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio, is Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. We're so very happy and delighted to have you with us on today. Listen, we only here for a short time on today, but as always, you do have time to press that number one button. If you have anything that you want to say to us on today, or anything you care to express on today, as always, let us bow our heads as our co-host brings us our opening prayer.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless each and every one of you. Praise God on the eve of Christmas. Wishing truly on behalf of Evangelist Chapman and myself, praise God, you all a very Merry Christmas. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today and we praise you. Lord, we lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you told us that if you be lifted up, that you would do all the drawing. Lord, we realize the true meaning for this season. Lord, it's not that you're just the meaning of this season, but you're the meaning of every season. Without you, Lord, there would be no season. Help us to realize, praise God, that you are the greatest gift. And to pause somewhere along the way, praise God, to tell somebody about the gift that just keep on giving. Jesus Christ, our Lord. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, amen. We want to thank our co-host for that awesome prayer. And listeners, today we are talking about remembering Jesus' birth. We're going to be discussing about Jesus' birth on today. We have some scriptures for you on today. But I want to emphasize and tell you a little bit about the show today. We want to wish all of our listeners a joyful Merry Christmas. And also, we want to tell you to be safe out there and stay tuned and connected with Jesus during this holiday season. We will be discussing the reason for the season and the birth of Christ Jesus, why he was born, and the reason we should give him all the praises and glory. We should learn that not only during the Christmas holidays, but every day of our lives, we should glorify his name and give praises to our Father in heaven who sent his only begotten Son. Stay tuned in as we continue this awesome, awesome topic on today. And listeners, once again, remember you too can join in on this awesome conversation by pressing the number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts. I see our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida, is going to join us on today. I'm going to bring him in the studio with us at this time, and then we will continue discussing our message for today. Good afternoon, Mr. Stephen Smith. Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas, Evangelist Norma. I am doing well. I'm glad to be here. I hope that you're doing well. It's a wonderful day today.
Doing great, busy in the kitchen, and we don't want to hold our listeners long on today because I'm sure they are doing the same thing. We're just happy to take the time to stop and tell the Lord thank you and give him the glory and the honor for seeing another year. to celebrate what we call Christmas Day and the birth
Amen.
Of Christ. And I know you have things you want to talk about on today, but we're going to yield right here, and we're going to bring our co-host. She's already in the studio, and she's going to read some scriptures, and we're going to talk on those scriptures on today, Mr. Smith. And we want our listeners, if you just want to press that number one and say Merry Christmas to anybody, Merry Christmas to your family, loved ones, friends there in your hometown, feel free. And then we will tune you right on in to the studio with our co-host.
Good evening. Good evening once again. God bless each and every one of you. Mrs. Smith, Stephen, with us this evening. Merry Christmas again to everyone. I'm going to be sharing with you out of the book of Luke, chapter number 2, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 14. And it says, And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. Praise God. That's our scripture for tonight. We read to you out of the book of Luke. And we, second chapter, and we read verses 8 through verses 14. First, I'd just like to say, as we're looking at these scriptures, first, when we're speaking of, we're seeing him, praise God, when he says that it was good tidings of great joy for all of them. Even in that very day, praise God, nearby Bethlehem, the baby, the speaking of Jesus Christ, the baby that had been born. This baby was a savior. This was just no ordinary baby conceived in no ordinary way. But this baby was born, conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's such a beautiful story when you collaborate. We don't have all the time to pull it, but with Joseph and what he went through, and then he got the message that, listen, this is not her doing anything wrong. This is God's business. In other words, praise God, just to bring it to a place. And in this place, this baby is a savior who is Christ the Lord. And right at this time, first we see him as Savior. And when we look at him as Savior, it's expressing him in when we call him Jesus. He's our Savior, praise God. He was born, praise God, came into this world, praise God, laid his life down so you and I would have a chance to live again. He could have come in this world any kind of way he wanted to because of who he was, but he came so humble to send a message to us how rich the place and position of humility is. When we see that he is Christ, this speaks to him as the anointed of God, the Messiah of Israel. Finally, he is the Lord. God manifested what? In flesh. So when we think about this holiday season and think about what it really means, what this really means, it's a lot more than just shopping and buying gifts, and that's beautiful. Love on your family. Enjoy your family. Fellowship. You're probably going to do it online, and you're probably going to do it in Zoom and different things now because of what's going on in the world. But this is letting us know how lowly he came. And he's letting us know, praise God, that when he came with a purpose. He came in this world with a purpose. God brought him through a chosen Mary, praise God. He could have chosen anyone, but he chose Mary. And this is why we have to be so cautious when we try to identify who God can use. If God can use a woman to bring the Jehovah Jireh into the world, praise God, where the king is born, he can use her to do anything, praise God, that he desires or she's available to do for her good and his glory. So this evening, when we think about Christmas, it's a whole lot more than just getting and receiving. This is a time where we can think about the greatest gift of all, the greatest love of all. And he didn't do it for just this group or that group, but he did it for us all. He didn't wait till we got it all together. He did it while we were already messed up, tangled up, tied up in our sins, praise God. But he loved us so much. Right now, this is just the overshadowing of how powerful his love is and how he wants us to love one another. In a nation that is going through so many things, we got to remember right now, this season is a season to share love, a season to inspire, encourage, to lift somebody up. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, and we ought to give the gift that just keep on giving. He never stops. Give somebody, share with somebody the real true meaning of what Christmas really is. Many people want to speak about, oh, he wasn't born on Christmas. Well, listen, let me say this to you. Let's get to the fact of the matter. The fact of the matter, he was born. The fact of the matter, he was the only one qualified through birth to even lay down his life for us. Praise God. Nobody else did. So we are grateful and thankful and prayerful for all that he has done and all that he continued to do, because the fact of the matter is without him, we can do nothing. We need him for everything, and we need him in everything. And I'm so grateful today to have a relationship with the greatest gift of all, the very reason why I live, I breathe, and have every fiber of my being. God bless you. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We truly enjoyed the emphasis on the chapter of Luke, the book of Luke chapter. The second chapter, and she started at the 8th verse, and she ended at the 14th. Now, I'm going to do a little sale of something about those verses, and then I'm going to bring in our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida. The sheep used for the temple sacrifice in Jerusalem was kept in fields outside of Bethlehem. The work of the shepherds were more important at night because of the threats from the thieves and the perpetrators. Chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, thus not named in the present passage, the angel of the Lord, and that angel was named Gabriel. Gabriel was the one that God sent to Mary and said to Mary that she will be with child, and Gabriel was an angel also who appeared to the shepherds that was keeping flock. Also, what I want to say here is that the glory of the Lord was a bright light in the midst of the darkness of night, indicating God's glorious presence. Only natural to be terrified at the sight of an angel. And it tells you that in first chapter of Luke, verses 11 through 12, not to mention a sudden overwhelming light from the sky. Just imagine if we walk outside our house at night and this big old light appears, a light that we never seen before shining from on high. We would think that it's the end of the world or what's going on, you know, what's about to happen. And I can imagine in my mind that those shepherds, when they saw it, it frightened them. But the Bible tells us that angels spoke so suddenly, overwhelming light from the sky. It does not mention a sudden overwhelming light from the sky. I mean, the angels spoke to the calm. The angels spoke to calm the shepherds and refocus their attention on the proclamation of the gospel, good tidings. All people could refer to Israel. But given Luke's emphasis on the gospel spreading to the Gentiles, it probably means all nations. And you, if we can remember, if we read in the Bible where when Christ told his disciples to meet him down in Galilee, and he was getting ready to depart, he said he wanted them to go and to he wanted to baptize and preach to all nations, Jews and Gentiles, all over the world. So what we're saying today, our theorem, means deliverer, redeemer, Christ. Christ, the anointed one, especially focusing on being anointed as the King Lord, was used for the rulers, but it is Hebrew, Yahweh, the shepherd, would have been shocked to hear that a divine Messiah ruler had been born. But to be told he was lying in a manger and born to a man woman of humble means would have seemed impossible. And it's prosperity as well. So we want to remember Christ's birth on today. We don't want to just remember him by putting up a Christmas tree, decorating our windows and our homes, a deck, trees decked with gold and silver, but we do want to remember him being born. Why? He come into the world for us, to save us, to save us. We celebrate Easter when he died on the cross, but today we are celebrating him coming into the world and his purpose for being born into the world. And not only being born into the world, but he was born of the Virgin Mary. And we know that no one could have a child without being connected or a relationship with a man. But Mary had no relationship. Joseph did not understand this. And the Lord had to come to Joseph and speak to Joseph and told Joseph, it is true that Mary was carrying our Father's only begotten Son. So I'm going to yield right here, and I'm going to bring in our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith. So Smith, you are now in the studio with us now. You can share what you would like to share with our listeners on today.
Well, thank you so very much. This really, truly is my favorite time of year because we are given the best gift that a person can ever receive. Of course, the fact is, in my mind, that God ordained the fact that we would be here, that we're the listeners would be able to listen today, that we would have the opportunity to speak and to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just really enjoy the holidays at Christmas time to be able to celebrate in gratitude the fact that Jesus was born. He came to this earth. He gave me, as well as so many people, a role model that we could try and pattern our life after. And that's what I've been trying to do on a daily basis, is just emulate what Jesus showed me to do, and that would be to be a servant of the community, to let people know that there's hope no matter how difficult things are, that for myself, I've found that when I am grateful, that gratitude brings on happiness. It certainly sets up actually a chemical reaction in our bodies to make us feel better. And when I put God first in my life changed for the better. And it's gotten so good, it's beyond my wildest imaginations, the things that are happening as a result of me making some good choices. And so this is an opportunity, even with COVID, it's difficult. We've got restrictions. We need to be careful and protect particularly the older generation, but everybody we need to protect from the standpoint of not getting this COVID. But so we have to be respectful of that, and it kind of changed things. And some people might not be able to get together this year as a result of that. But we have to remember that no matter what, we are there because God allowed us to be here. And so we want to celebrate the fact that Jesus came to bring us good tidings and joy and happiness and peace. And that's what he wants for us. And even sometimes when we're in a situation where we might feel that we're lonely or alone by ourselves and we can't be with family, and that is difficult. We need to try and make the best of it and use technology to be able to make those calls or see people face to face. But I just want to say that I'm so grateful for yourself, Evangelist Norma Chapman. You're such a wonderful person, and I appreciate you sharing this message with the viewers every week. And Pastor Doris, Merry Christmas, and thank you very much for those wonderful words and sharing the scripture with us.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, listen, remember, you too can join in on this awesome conversation on today, talking about the birth of Christ Jesus and how much it means to us and why we are so very grateful that the Father, His Father, our Father, Yahweh, which is in heaven, send His only begotten Son, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And as I said in the beginning, we celebrate Him dying on the crucified on the cross. But today we are, and tomorrow we will be celebrating Him coming into the world as a little bitty baby. And you know, those mothers out there who have given birth to their babies, you know how small a little baby is. And we want to also think of His mother on today as she carried Him for 9 months and brought Him into the world and rid Him until it was time for Him to depart from her. And He told His mother when He got lost, or when they were looking for Him, He said, "Wouldn't you know that I was about my Father's business?" Jesus did not carry a favor from why He came into this world. He came into this world for a purpose, and He didn't, I don't know whether, we were talking at one time in some ministers, whether He played with little children or whether, I'm more than sure He did have childhood times. But He very quickly went about His Father's business. And this is what He expects us to do today in remembrance of Him. Out of all that we do, it's not just about eating food and all the good cakes and pies, and I'm sure that gumbo and everything else that they're doing here in the city of New Orleans, and I'm sure around the world, you all getting ready for your Christmas feast. Just think about the purpose and the reason for the season, and that is to give God the glory. This is, we're talking about Jesus on the day, the joy that He brings, the peace that He brings, the goodwill that He brings to all men, happiness. And we're talking about Christmas, what it means, what Christmas Day really means. And we have a short show on today. Look like whenever I have a short show, co-host, look like the conversation, and Mr. Smith, look like the conversation just get better and better and better. And the Holy Spirit moving to tell us more and more and more. But I think the most important thing that Jesus wants us to share, and His Father in heaven want us to share to our listeners on today, is get a relationship with Him. Once you get a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you read, go into the Bible and read Luke. You can read this. You can read in 1 John, Mark. All of them can give you the whole story from the beginning when Gabriel first went to Mary and told her she would be with child, and the journey. Mm-hmm. Why? And when they left and went to Bethlehem, and what happened? Yeah. Never got. Some kind of way, yes. Pastor Smith. And the wise men, the three shepherds we talked about, is the three wise. And when they bought gifts. They come bearing gifts. And this is where the gifts come in at, the presents come in at. But yeah. But they bought these gifts that they bought to Jesus. I'm gonna let Pastor Smith talk about it, emphasize on those gifts. But what I'm really trying to say is that it's nothing wrong with giving a gift. But the greatest gift of all, the greatest gift that ever received in life was the gift of Jesus Christ coming into the world. And He too, He wants you to be saved. He wants you to know Him and get to know and read the Word of God and net the story from the beginning to the end. The story does not end here. It does not end here. It does not end tomorrow. When Christmas Day was 12 o'clock come and 2020 Christmas is behind us, it does not end there. Even when 2020, the Lord let us see the new year, the story still does not end. It's an ongoing story. And the main important thing is being saved. He come into the world that you may be saved and not go to hell. So if you're that happy about Christmas and you're overjoyed about Christmas and you want to make all of your children happy and your relatives and friends happy, make Jesus happy. Make the angels shout for joy in heaven. Make our heavenly Father happy. How? By giving your life to Christ. And those of you who do not know him and you're listening out there, please hear our cry. So the next time we talk about Jesus, you would have a relationship with him. You'll know the reason for this season. And I'm going to yield here because time is passing. And let co-host come back in. She may want to talk a little bit about, and before I leave, I want to talk about just for a split second. When those shepherds did arrive there in Bethlehem, then the devil kicked in with old Harold, King Harold. And he told him, when you find this little baby lying, come back and let me know where he is, so I can worship him too. Why would a person, an old king, be so jealous of a newborn baby?
Then he sent out
and told his soldiers to go kill every newborn because he wanted to kill Jesus, and he still couldn't kill it. They couldn't kill him when he was a baby. They couldn't crucify him when he was on the cross. So that let us know that Jesus is an answer to all of our problems, all of our situations. Cause, let me stop here. We only got a few minutes left in the show, and I know that you and Mr. Smith want to say something, and I'm going to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas, and we have a show next week where we will wish you the upcoming year. But right now, we want you to have a Merry Christmas, listeners, and I stopped what I was doing just to tell all of my listeners, I want to thank you for spending another Christmas with Faith in Your Fears. And you, too, can be a guest on Faith in Your Fears. Just get in contact with me, our co-host. Even Mr. Smith there in Tampa, Florida, he can hook you up with Faith in Your Fears. God bless you, co-host.
Amen, amen. I just want to quickly share with you what those gifts were. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were given to the baby Jesus. And I just want to also say to you that the angels also gave to the shepherds a twofold sign, praise God, how they would recognize him. And first, the baby would be wrapped, they said, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And see, they hadn't seen babies in swaddling clothes before. But the angel announced that that's how they would be able to identify him. No one had ever seen the Lord as a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then he also told them the second part of the way, he said, listen, how you can identify, he'll be laying in a manger. My God, I tell you, I just give God the honor, glory, and praise every time I think about how humble, how lowly he came in. God wants us to embrace the abundance of life, but he wants us to know, praise God, that no matter how much he blesses us with, that humility is the most safest and richest place. It's unstoppable there. It's irrevocable there. It's untouchable there. God bless you, and I wish to you all a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, very, very shortly, you can just say something to the listeners very shortly because we've got about 2 minutes left in the show.
Thank you very much. I just would say this. This is a time of extreme gratitude for myself, grateful for the fact that Jesus came here so that we could have eternal life, that we could have a role model to be able to pattern our lives after. And he gave freely. And so what my statement would be is do a random act of kindness today or tomorrow and put a smile on somebody's face. That's the best thing we can do. What we can give away what we were given, and that is just love. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Amen. And listeners, one thing I want to leave on your mind today, the thought for today is, do you want to see Jesus? Do you want to see that little baby that was lying in the manger? Do you want to see that little baby that they talk so much about in the Bible. Go read those verses. Do you want to read about him and know about him? And you, do you, most important, do you want to see him? I do. I want to see his face one day. In order to do that, live a life that's pleasing and acceptable to God. Listeners, that includes our show for today. Remember to call back every Thursday, 4:30, and we'll be starting from 4:30 to 5:30, beginning of the year. Next Thursday, we only will have a half hour show, and we want to wish you all a safe, merry, merry, merry Christmas. And
merry Christmas.
To keep Christ in your life. We're going to go off the air singing this Christmas song to our listeners. Silent
night,
goodbye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.